BBC Radio Scotland.
10 to 6 now, and the computer giant Microsoft is facing criticism about the way it's trying to persuade people to upgrade to its Windows 10 operating system. Some IT experts say the company is using a nasty trick. The Chinese microblog site Weibo says users have written more than 1.2 million posts complaining about it. Well, let's find out more from Fevzi Turkup, the editor of the free technology website GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Tell us then, what has changed?
OK, so the most recent twist in this story, and this, I think one of the things that's upsetting people is this has been going on since last year, and every time users try to work out a way of not having Windows 10 upgrade if they don't want it, Microsoft seems to find another way of foisting it upon them. Most recently, it is this. Consumers who find themselves scheduled for an upgrade to Windows 10, either knowingly or unknowingly, will typically see a pop-up screen advising them that their upgrade is scheduled for later that day. Now, up until very recently, users could just click on the little cross symbol in the top right-hand corner of that dialogue to close it down, and that would also stop the upgrade from proceeding. It would unschedule it. A couple of weeks ago, Microsoft changed this, and now when you click the X button, and there's no explanation and no one's been warned about this, but now when you click the little X button to shut down the dialogue, it shuts down the dialogue, but the upgrade takes place anyway.
It's been described by some as a nasty trick. Is that fair?
Well, look, I haven't heard a plausible explanation as to why Microsoft would have wanted to do this, because people have been clicking that X to stop it for the last few months, actually, which is in itself, they shouldn't have to do that, but it's been working. And to change the action of that X, you have to say that there's only really one explanation as to why a company may have done that. But this is against the background of Windows 10, which is, by the way, a good operating system and very suitable for very many users. It was launched last July. The problem started when Microsoft installed a piece of software on people's computers, effectively offering them an upgrade as a pop-up, and it became nagging. It kept popping up. People uninstalled the software, it reinstalled itself. So that was one problem. Then Microsoft then reclassified the upgrade of Windows 10 from being what was called an optional upgrade, where you had to download it manually and install it manually yourself, to a recommended upgrade. And what was wrong with that is that most people's systems are set to automatically download and install recommended upgrades, but it's not meant for operating system upgrades. It's meant for other types of things. People don't expect to come down to their computer in the morning and find that it's upgraded itself overnight.
Yeah, now Microsoft says this upgrade can still be cancelled when the scheduled time for it to begin appears. Is that then them doing the right thing by people?
It can be cancelled. So when that little dialogue pops up, there's two big buttons. One of them effectively says, I can't wait till tonight, upgrade me now. And the other one says, go ahead and upgrade me tonight. So those are the two big buttons. Then there is a little link higher up in that, which it does say you can use it to cancel the schedule thing, but it's a lot less obvious. But more to the point, and what's really upset people most recently in this saga, is that the X, in the, you know, the X that you click to close a dialogue window, that no longer does what it did a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, it stopped it in its tracks. Now it doesn't.
Goodness.
What you have to ask yourself why that is.
What a palaver. Well, thank you very much for explaining all that to us. Fevzi Turkup there from the website GadgetDetective.com. 6 minutes to 6 now.